Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
The city of San Jose is rolling out the red carpet as the National Women's Soccer League arrives in town for this weekend's championship game at PayPal Park. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports it's just the latest major sporting event to descend on the South Bay.
The National Women's Soccer League flag now flies outside San Jose City Hall. The arrival of this week's festivities, both a boon for local business, but also the youth soccer community, says Mayor Matt Mahan.
Being able to see world-class women athletes out on the pitch, playing at the highest levels, is inspiring. It's really meaningful.
Outside of Bay FC, San Jose has also played host to the Women's World Cup in the past, and many of the game's legends played here in college. John Poach is executive director of the San Jose Sports Authority.
The roots for women's soccer and the development from the youth level, there's nothing like it. This is a pinnacle hosting the women's championship.
The Sports Authority works to bring events that happen specifically in San Jose. Outside of the Super Bowl and the Men's World Cup next year in Santa Clara, Poach says there's more to come, including the U.S. Table Tennis Championships and the CrossFit Games.
It's not so much what the biggest events are. It's what are the events our community wants.
In San Jose, Mike DeWald, KCBS.
The Trump administration is proposing new oil drilling off the California and Florida coast for the first time in decades, as President Donald Trump seeks to expand U.S. oil production that's already leading the world. A plan proposed today by the Interior Department would open up new drilling on federal waters off California and off the coast of Florida for the first time in decades. The administration's proposal would open auctions for drilling in Central and Southern California in 2027 and Northern California in 2029. The plan is being met with strong opposition from California Governor Gavin Newsom and other state officials, as well as bipartisan opposition in Florida. With Thanksgiving only a week away, there's a holiday hotline open to answer questions about all things turkey. As KCBS's David Welsh reports, the Butterball Turkey Line is ready for your call.
A lot of people call with the basics, whether to brine, how long to roast. But according to Javier Reyes, one of the experts answering calls, turkey emergencies are what define the job.
We are taking calls all week and all throughout Thanksgiving and all the way up until Christmas.
He says this turkey triage fields calls for all types of birds, not just Butterball. And he says after more than 40 years of answering questions, their Butterball database has answers for most.
So we've come a long way from just a handful of experts just using their phones and some Rolodexes.
He says the number one question they get this week is when to start thawing. He recommends starting today and points out even smaller turkeys will be just fine in the fridge. He says calls gradually gain intensity as the holiday grows closer, and on Thanksgiving Day, anything can happen.
Our goal is to help all of our hosts relax a little bit and try to enjoy the important part of the holiday, which is being with your family and your loved ones.
David Welch, KCBS.
A hunting tradition going back decades begins once again today in the East Bay. As KCBS's Matt Bigler reports, waterfowl season is underway by the Bay and the Hayward and Union City areas.
Hunters dressed in camo were out in force along the levees at Eden Landing. Their shotguns could be heard in the distance.
Right now we have our first waterfowl hunt of the season.
Garrett Allen, a wildlife biologist with the State Department of Fish and Wildlife, says this year there's a 7-duck limit per day, 23 for geese, because those bird populations are doing very well across the board. He argues duck hunters help with bird populations with the fees they pay for hunting licenses.
Duck hunting itself raises, I think it's in the order of millions of dollars, if not more, per year for restoration efforts, habitat restoration efforts, to be able to go back and benefit the very habitats that these ducks depend on in their migratory range.
Hunting days here are once a week for the next 10 weeks. At Eden Landing in Hayward, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
The race to replace retiring San Francisco Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi just got a lot more interesting as Progressive Supervisor Connie Chan announces she plans to run. As KCBS reporter Holly Kwan tells us, this sets up a tough race with the most well-known name vying for the seat, State Senator Scott Wiener.
Chan, a Hong Kong immigrant, says she was never interested in politics, but politics found her. She spent the last 5 years as a supervisor. If elected to Congress, she would be the first Asian to represent San Francisco, a city that is nearly a third Asian.
This election is about local neighborhoods versus outside money. I'm not a corporate Democrat. I didn't make money in tech.
She has lots of local political experience, but none at the state or national level. Longtime San Francisco political strategist Eric Jay says Chan brings with her a wide political base.
This is going to be a very, very hard-fought race between the two leading candidates, which are going to be Scott Wiener and Connie Chan.
A spokesman for Wiener's campaign says we look forward to comparing Senator Wiener's strong record delivering results and standing up to MAGA with other candidates' records.
Meanwhile, former San Francisco Mayor London Breed is putting speculation and rumors to rest, announcing she is not running for Nancy Pelosi's congressional seat. An infant was taken to San Francisco Hospital yesterday afternoon after what was reported as an accidental fentanyl overdose inside an apartment on Treasure Island. The baby's condition has not been released. San Francisco Chronicle reporting two people were arrested at the scene. 33-year-old Precious Watson and 34-year-old Eric Brooks were booked on suspicion of child endangerment. Last year, prosecutors in Santa Clara County brought the region's first murder charges in connection with a child's fentanyl overdose death. Second Harvest Food Bank is holding a large-scale food distribution event called a Mass Emergency Drive-Thru Event today at the Santa Cruz County Fairgrounds between 4 and 8 p.m. Chief People and Culture Officer for Second Harvest Food Bank, Mary Casey, tells KCBS, the community hotline for food insecurity has gotten significantly busier since the government shutdown threatened federal food assistance funding.
Before all of this, we were serving 70,000 people a month. That is skyrocketed, and we don't have the final numbers yet, but it's significantly higher than that. To give an anecdote, we used to get something like an average of 60 calls a week to our community food hotline. And when all this started, that shot up to almost 200. So a huge surge.
Casey says the Bay Area's high cost of living is especially dire for retirees, veterans, and those working the gig economy. Second Harvest is expecting to serve 3,000 cars at the Santa Cruz County Fairgrounds today. Casey says they are prepared to meet the increased demand.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
With falling temperatures and ongoing rain, Bay Area cities and counties are rushing to get homeless folks off the streets. As KCBS's Matt Bigler reports from Alameda County, emergency shelter beds are being made available.
Cold, wet weather can be life-threatening for people living outdoors. That's why Alameda County Supervisor David Halbert says they are stepping up efforts to get homeless families inside, offering emergency shelter beds and hotel vouchers.
Wherever we can find a warm, dry place for people to be is where we want people to be. Otherwise, their health deteriorates. They end up going to the emergency room, costing even more money.
All of the residents of a large encampment in Fremont have now been moved into temporary housing. Mayor Raj Salwan tells KCBS homelessness is the most complicated problem that they're trying to solve.
It's not just housing. It's not just mental health. It's not just addiction. It's not just job training. It's everything.
If you or someone you know needs housing, you can call 211 to be connected to local social services. In Alameda County, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Microsoft's Ignite conference will return to San Francisco next year and a win for the city's tourism industry. Microsoft will bring back its Ignite conference to San Francisco in 2026, and it's making a multi-year commitment to the city. The tech conference, which has been taking place this week and will end on tomorrow, drew 20,000 attendees this year. It will generate an estimated $68 million in economic impact and 68,000 hotel room nights, according to the San Francisco Travel, the city's tourism board. Ignite is one of the largest tech conferences in San Francisco, surpassed by the nearly 30,000-person Game Developers Conference, which is being rebranded next year, GDC Festival of Gaming, as well as the nearly 44,000-person RSA Cybersecurity Conference, and Salesforce's almost 50,000-person Dreamforce. That's the year's biggest conference. Initial testing of DoorDash's drone delivery program could soon be set for launch in San Francisco. KCBS's Mike DeWalsh reports from San Francisco the effort survived a challenge by labor.
Don't expect delivery drones whizzing up and down the city streets of San Francisco just yet. This initial phase of testing would be limited. San Francisco's Board of Appeals says DoorDash could do testing on property at its facility in the Mission. DoorDash says it would limit the testing to business hours, no higher than 150 feet, and always in the line of sight of an operator. The Teamsters argue the city needs to do more due diligence before giving the go-ahead. San Jose State Engineering Professor Ahmed Benafa says from speed to safety, there are benefits.
This is something like contactless delivery, and that's going to improve the health and the safety. It's basically going straight from, you know, the restaurant to the, you know, to the customer.
But San Francisco Supervisor Shimon Walton worries about privacy and labor.
Technology that will take away more jobs for people who are trying to earn a living here in our city.
In a statement, DoorDash says it's excited to continue contributing to San Francisco's economic recovery as the global capital for innovation. Drone delivery service has already lifted off in some cities like Dallas. In San Francisco, Mike DeWald, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS radio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.